Okay. Now that the table's turned over, if you were in control of the movement and could go back and change something, what would you change?
Well, it's the movement is just like going to school, getting an education. It's just you got to put yourself into it. You can't just go to school and sit down at your desk and keep your eyes closed all day and get up and come home. You've got to get involved in the details. And I think that if we could get everybody involved in the details and do the groundwork, things would work out a lot better. The attitude of the NAACP was to get people registered to vote so that they can elect officials to run the government who will be fair and help everybody without any consideration of what race you are. And that's fun out. What was the question that I'm answering now?
If you can go back and change the movement, what would you change about it?
Well, I mean, you got to change human beings. Yeah, and changing human beings is a big job. You have to do a little bit at a time. And let it spread. And you don't expect everybody to respond favorably. All the black people, you don't expect them all to respond favorably. And you don't be discouraged if you see behavior which is not productive of achieving our goals. Okay. Get up the next morning and try again.
I understand that. Okay, what is your assignment in Anniston? Was the president of the NAACP in the state? Was the president of the NAACP? Okay. I assume that you were very successful at your job. And what were your accomplishments of holding that position?
Well, one person can't really claim to be responsible for everything, all of the little details. But while I was president of the NAACP, and I was just one person, and it takes the whole community and the whole state to respond to get any kind of results. So we're the first ones to, when I was president of the NAACP, we conducted the first statewide voter registration drive. And of course, that spread around to the different counties and the different municipalities, and now voter registration drives are common for black people.
Okay. Did you have any failures at your job? First, like things that you tried to accomplish that did not go the way that you wanted to?
Of course. Just like a baseball player, if he got a hit every time he went to bat, his percentage would be 1,000. But you look at the batting average for baseball players, and if they're 275, that's a fourth of 1,000.
Yes.
Or you're doing noticeably well. And if you get up to 300 for a batting average in the major leagues baseball, you are hitting the ball. And very, very few players get above 400, and they just do that for one season. A baseball player who gets a hit in 333, who gets a hit 333 times out of 1,000 goes going to bat, is doing real well. So I guess we could measure civil rights accomplishments the same way. If you get a third of your things done that you accomplish, that you plan on, you think that could be a favorable measurement of how well you're doing? I mean, you don't get everything done that's on your agenda.
Yes, that's true.
And but some things have been on the agenda for years, and we still got voting, registering to vote, because right now only a third of the black people are registered to vote, and only half of them go to vote when the voting day comes. So we've got a lot of goals to work toward, and they're all important. And you can't have full citizenship unless you have full participation in elections.
I know that like in the early 60s at 17th Street or the church, I know Martin Luther King came to visit and everything. Can you describe how it was for him to come to Anniston and participate in marches with the Reverend Reynolds and the Reverend Nettles and different ministers?
Oh yeah, we were real glad to have the state leader Martin Luther King come to our town and see what we're doing and give us some encouragement to continue the task. Yeah, that made us all feel real good.
Okay, if he was here today, do you think it would be a major change in the society right now? Or would it be worse than what it is?
Oh, I think it would be better, because I think there was greater sincerity among the workers back when Martin Luther King was there. He was a good example of somebody who's devoted to the cause, and most of the people who participated were very sincere about their trying to accomplish the goals of the organization. And continued. There are still many people who are real sincere and genuine about achieving the goals of the organization.
Okay. As today, as you say, do you think that black people still have the rights? Do you think black people still have the rights as a white man today, even though we have laws in the Constitution saying that we are free or whatever? Do you think we are free black citizens of the United States today? Completely.
Do you think we are treated right? What did you ask me?
Yes, that's another way of answering it.
Have black people achieved their goals?
Yes.
Oh, no. Black people haven't achieved their goals. And I'm happy to see that we realize it, and a few of us realize it, and we're still working on achieving these goals.
Even though just like the young generation like myself, we very know little information about the civil rights movement. Even though there are information, books, and things like that that we should read, can you tell me another possible way that we can learn more about it?
No, I don't know. You believe what history books tell you. Huh?
Yes.
Okay, and you can imagine how it was back in the days when equal employment opportunity wasn't, that was a bad word.
Yes.
And black people wouldn't even dare think that they wouldn't let the boss man think that I, a black man, got any kind of rights to a job or anything. And but now everybody, all of us will tell the boss man, many of us will, and he'll realize that what he's, this discrimination business that he's practicing won't work, and he, it's illegal, and there's a possibility that he'll lose his job.
Okay, can you describe segregation back in the early days? Because I know that my mother told me about white people, like that we live on the west side of town, that we cannot go on the east side of town because of our color. And just tell me about different businesses having what's like diners and stuff downtown that we cannot go to.
Diners?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it seems kind of strange to hear somebody say that, but when you talk to young people, they've been going to the lunch counter and ordering lunch all their lives. And here I am, just almost 80, and 60 years of my life was spent under 100% Jim Crow laws, down to the drinking fountain.
Yes.
So what was your question, man?
Describe to me like the restaurants like downtown.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, black people didn't think about sitting down in a restaurant downtown. There were some places where you could go to a window and it'd make you a sandwich, but other than that, you'd have to come out on 15th Street to get you a sandwich.
Yes.
That's where. And now that places uptown selling sandwiches and food, there aren't any restaurants on 15th Street anymore. Can you buy a hamburger anywhere on 15th Street?
Yeah, there are a couple places.
Yeah, used to be one in every block.
Mm-hmm.
And what they call Big 15, there was three or four places where you could buy a hamburger. And places where you could eat lunch, they'd serve dinner and all.
Mm.
But now we the places on Quintard have gotten all the business, and but all in all, and in the long run, we are better off being able to. Now we can open up a sandwich shop of our own on Quintard. Back in the old days, when you would buy your hamburger on 15th Street, you own that hamburger place. But up on Noble Street, you go to a window outside a place and buy a hamburger. King Ruby Theater, is that what I was talking about?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Describe, do you participate in Boycott March and Montgomery, the bus boycotting? And if you did, can you describe it to me?
Well, it was, I made a couple of trips down there. The bus boycott went on for a whole year. And it got to be the general policy. Black folks would wake up an hour earlier so that they could get out and wait for the vehicle that did the hauling of black people to certain points downtown and where they could go to work. Mm-hmm. And it's it gets to be like cooking dinner every day.
Yes.
And the way that was successful is that it continued to work smoothly, and black people abided by the rules, and the Supreme Court of the United States declared the Jim Crow laws unconstitutional.
Okay.